Hi there, it's Drew Shepard, the EMS fellow at SWRP. I'm here with Patty Sin and Duane Cattell, the pre-hospital care specialist, and we're just going over some important reminders with respect to the ALS update and some of the changes that are occurring for July. We're going to be talking really briefly about end-tidal capnography, and although this isn't a new directive or incorporated into the equipment standards or ALS update, it's still a valuable tool to be used in the pre-hospital environment. And so just as a reminder, end-tidal CO2, either waveform or qualitative, has some valuable meaning clinically. End-tidal CO2 is a measure of ventilation, perfusion, and metabolism, and it can be used by PCPs and ACPs in a variety of situations. One of the biggest arenas that uses end-tidal CO2 is for airway placement. For ACPs, end-tidal CO2 is the gold standard for assessing appropriate endotracheal intubation. However, end-tidal can also be used for other airway adjuncts and supraglottic devices. So anytime that the airway is being assessed either non-invasively with a BVM or nasal prongs or with a supraglottic device, put on that end-tidal and measure it to assess their ventilation. However, end-tidal can also be used for patients who are VSA. End-tidal can act as a measure of CPR quality, can act as an indicator of ROSC. So if you see a big spike in the end-tidal, that might be an indication that the patient now has a perfusing rhythm. And it can also give you an idea about whether or not your CPR provider is tiring. So if you see that end-tidal starting to taper off, then that might indicate that they are getting tired and doing CPR of a lower quality than they were when they started. On top of that, end-tidal can be used as another factor in consultation with the BHP and determining termination of resuscitation. End-tidal of less than 10 immediately after intubation or after 10 minutes of resuscitation is not a favorable prognosis for the patient, and those patients are unlikely to gain ROSC. It should not be used by itself, however, can serve as a useful adjunct in patients who are VSA. And lastly, end-tidal can be used in patients with both metabolic and respiratory complaints. Specifically, in patients who have respiratory distress, if you look at the morphology of the end-tidal wave on your quantitative capnograph, you might appreciate a shark fin appearance in those who have bronchoconstriction, so either COPD or asthma, and this may help facilitate treatment for these patients. So again, end-tidal doesn't really play into the ALS changes that are occurring in July of 2017. Those who have end-tidal available in their equipment right now are using it. We just wanted to reiterate the value and importance of using end-tidal in certain situations.